With average interest rates on credit card debt at 17% APR, there's no better time to lower your interest rate and save money with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. The application is 100% online. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000 with rates from 5.49% APR with autopay and no fees. The application takes just minutes, and you could have your funds as soon as today. Apply now and get an additional interest rate discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. The only way for listeners with good credit to get this special discount is go to LightStream.com/bones. That's LightStream.com/bones. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% autopay discount available only when you select autopay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com for important information about limits on LightStream loans and same-day funding.
Yeah! Bobby Bones
Show. All right, this is the pre-show, post-show. We've already finished today's show. We put this before the podcast. First up, Amy, does your husband use a razor or an electric razor?
Electric razor. I guess he does a little bit of both because he has
a beard.
I guess
he has a beard, though, huh?
So he shaves, like, the neck area, and then he'll clip the beard.
Lunchbox, what do you use?
I got both. If it doesn't get too long, I use the electric to keep it close, but when I get lazy, and then I got to use the manual, and I cut my chin, and it's bad.
I guess because I keep my face clean cut most of the time.
Yeah.
And I was just reading this story about disposable razors. After three shaves, you have to throw it away because bacteria develops. You know, I'm big on these stories about bacteria and learning out when things are gross. I'll tell you the story that stuck with me was the poop air story.
Oh, that's a bad one.
From yesterday?
I know. I don't understand.
Those hand blowers and, you know, restaurants, public bathrooms.
Like, we're not safe anywhere.
No. But they say that if you don't throw it away after about three times, that's how your face gets rashes and irritations because bacteria develops.
Good to know.
Yeah. Yeah, I shouldn't look at that stuff. Makes me paranoid, man. Like learning about all the ways that you can kill yourself through bacteria.
Yeah.
Ugh. You know what I did yesterday? I had to do a long interview after yesterday's show with the magazine because my book comes out in June. And so I'm starting to do a little bit of press. And this is going to be some massive article. And so the guy that read my book was going, this is pretty much the neurotic person guide to how to be successful. And I was like, yeah, pretty much. I have crazy neuroses about time and germs and all that.
Numbers.
So even he said that.
Use of time, yeah.
And then they got he got pretty political in the interview. So I wonder when it comes out, you know, what I'm going to be saying in it.
Political?
It was with Texas Monthly. Yeah, he said, you know, how he started talking about politics and how I felt about certain politics. And I'm not shy. I just say people don't come to me for that on the radio.
Right.
Like, no one goes, sure, I wonder what Bobby's political opinion is today.
Mm-hmm.
There's enough of those voices. And so, yeah, we talked about that. And so I always wonder after interviews, I always say exactly what I think and feel. But then we talk for almost 3 hours in the interview.
So you forget sometimes what was discussed and then you read it and you're like, oh, interesting.
No, I never forget because I always say how I'm feeling. So sometimes I'll go, yeah, that sounds like something I would have said. But they get to choose and put the story together however they want.
Yeah.
So I'll be interested to see if they use any of the political stuff. Because, you know, he was talking about the artists that are speaking out about politics and, you know, who am I championing? And I'm like, I don't champion anybody because they're politics. I champion them whether or not, you know, I think their music's good or they have a good, if their voice is clear and not even their singing voice, but, you know, what they're, you know, singing about.
Overall, yeah.
Yeah, so that'd be interesting. And he asked me what my biggest regret was, and I talked about the fight I got into with Casey Musgraves. I was like, yeah, I was a real jerk. And so that was a big thing. We talked for almost 3 hours. Now that I think about it, I don't know what the story's going to be about.
When does it come out?
I don't know. Book didn't come out till June.
Oh.
So probably around June. But I got invited to the Today Show yesterday.
You did?
Yeah. And then I got invited. But I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do because now Good Morning America is like, don't go to the Today Show.
Ooh.
What are you? What?
Bidding war. How much are they paying?
They don't pay.
Oh.
Go ahead, Aim.
I love Hoda and Kathy Lee. And
I've done that show
before. You've done that show before and Kathy Lee's come on our show. But listen, I've always wanted to meet Robin Roberts. I know this isn't about me. It's about you. But like if you're picking and then maybe I could come in your pocket.
Mm.
Good Morning America.
What is she on, GMA?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Now we're having to pick and do book tour week. And we have a bunch of the cities I'm going to go to and sign, which is fun for me. I like to go in to see everybody, and they have to pay any money, so that's cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, anything you want to say before the show starts?
No, happy listening.
Happy listening, everyone. Lunchbox, anything you want to say?
Get ready to laugh.
Did you feel like today was extra laugh-worthy?
Yeah, I thought there were some pretty funny moments in the show today, and I brought an A-game.
Are massages actually beneficial, or do they just feel good? Amy?
They're totally beneficial.
Lunchbox?
Beneficial.
Bobby?
I read this story, but they said people who get regular massages reported less job stress and elevated mood levels, but it's so expensive to get a regular massage.
That's true.
$80 regularly.
Yeah, unless you pop into some of those little pop-up shops where you can pay by the minute.
I would not go to anything to pay by the minute.
They say on the outside it says foot reflexology, but a lot of times you can go in there and you can get an entire back massage for like $20. Mm.
Yeah, anything by the minute. Like, you ever see those hotel rooms by the hour? Yeah. That's what that reminds me of.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
All right, we're going to start today's show. Thank you very much for listening. BobbyBones.com to see much of the stuff that we talk about here.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to the show here on Wednesday morning.
Hey, studio. Good morning, studio.
Good morning.
Yeah, why don't we just get right to it? Carrie Underwood's brand new song. It's called Cry Pretty. That's why she posted that picture on Instagram of her eye with glitter tears. Brand new world premiere. Carrie Underwood, Cry Pretty. Hit it.
You can pretty lie and say it's okay. Just walk away, pretty much fake your way through anything, but you can't cry pretty.
You know, yesterday morning we were talking about Lunchbox and him naming his child. By the way, give me a baby box update, please. Raymundo!
Baby box update!
Lunchbox's wife can have a baby in August. It'll be their first baby. They do not know if it's a boy or a girl. And yesterday, we were throwing out names. Lunchbox, what name are you obsessed with that you would like to name your boy?
Axel.
Okay. Someone sent me a message and said they have a kid on their soccer team named Axel.
See?
And they said, try yelling go Axel really loud, like you're yelling at someone, and see what it sounds like.
Go Axel!
It's like, oh. Go Axel!
Oh.
So it doesn't sound like Axel.
Huh.
It sounds like people are yelling...
Something else.
Something else. Go Axel! Yeah, and then someone also chimed in because Lunchbox wants to name, if it's a boy, his son Bentley. And he says, I want to name it because of the car. And they think you're lying. They say someone on Teen Mom's kid is named Bentley, and that's where it comes from.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's true.
Macy's kid is named Bentley. I forgot about that.
Did you, though?
Mm-hmm. Are you sure?
He's lying.
It all makes sense now.
Yes.
Yes.
Listen.
You want to name your child after a Teen Mom character?
She's not a character. She's a real human.
Yeah.
Like, she's a person.
And you waited in line for like an hour to meet her at a bookstore.
I did at Barnes & Noble. I went to the book signing and got a picture with her, and it was awesome. But the whole point is, I think it's a cool name. I'm not naming it after her kid. I may have got the idea from her kid, and then, man.
Well, you sure kept that from us, didn't you?
But then I think Bentley, like the car, people think baller. That's how I put it all together.
But it originally came from Macy on Teen Mom.
Yeah.
Okay. There's no shame.
Yeah.
As long as you're not ashamed of it.
I'm not ashamed of it because there's another name that I really like, but Kaylin from Teen Mom also has. It's called Lincoln. That's one of her son's names.
Oh.
And I like that name a lot.
Yeah. That's what, if we got pregnant, my husband always wanted to name our son Lincoln.
See?
But there's a difference. Amy, your husband loves Abe Lincoln.
Yes.
I do too. Honest Abe.
Lunchbox loves Teen Mom's kid named Lincoln. There's a difference.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
Want to throw a shout out to the University of Florida. From now on, instead of opening up their wallets, people can pay their fines by donating food.
Oh, okay.
The president of the university said last week he was allowing people with parking fines to donate 5 food items to the school's Field and Fork food pantry, and they help people in the community. Isn't that pretty cool?
Yeah. No, that's awesome.
Yeah.
It's a way to kind of, yeah, it's like everybody, you win more that way, I think.
I go out and get parking tickets on purpose just to donate. That's me.
Yeah.
So to the University of Florida, I see you. And now let's go over to Ray with the news.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big 3 stories.
It's producer Raymundo. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg made his long-awaited appearance before Congress. He apologized for the Facebook privacy scandal. There's going to be more questioning today at 9 a.m. Central. You can watch it online. In sports, President Trump welcomed the Alabama Crimson Tide to the White House yesterday. They won the college football championship back in January. And finally, in weather news, it's going to be nice in most of the country, 60s, 70s, sunny. Severe storms move in Friday to the south and Midwest.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
What do you do when you see a yellow light, Amy?
It just depends on the situation. How long has it been yellow? I either gun it and go straight through probably majority of the time.
So you're a gun it.
Yeah. But I mean, sometimes I try to stop.
Well, you have kids now. Has that changed you?
No.
Okay. Lunchbox.
Gun it. No doubt about it. That's a green light. Greenish yellow. So you go through that.
Do you go faster at a yellow than you do a green?
Yes.
Yeah.
Gotta make sure you make it.
Because
I can't wait that 45 seconds that it's going to take to sit through the red light cycle.
I didn't know you guys had such important schedules. How come you're late places all the time if you have yellow lights?
I don't know.
So I slow down. As long as I'm not underneath it, I will slow down, which is pretty much right because 2/3 of Americans see a yellow light and interpret it as a last call to nail it and get through. So we pretty much fit that one. Do you let delivery people, maintenance people, contractors use the bathroom at your house, Amy?
Yes, of course, if they need to. Yeah.
Do you feel weird about it?
No, should I?
No, I'm just asking. A majority of homeowners do. 70% of homeowners let people they've hired use their bathrooms. Lunchbox, what do you think?
If they're going the number one.
So but do you ask them?
Yeah, because I don't want them in there for 30 minutes hanging out, so I have to ask.
Okay. So how does that question come up?
So they're like, they say, excuse me, sir, do you mind if I use your restroom? And I say, do you need toilet paper? And if they say yes, I say, sorry, man, I'm all out. You'll have to go down the road. That's how you don't have to be aggressive about it. You just ask them if they need toilet paper.
Wouldn't you want someone to let you use the bathroom regardless?
Yeah, but I would never, it would be hard for me because I'd take 30 to 40 minutes in there and it would be awkward me just sitting in there for 40 minutes at some random person's house.
You take 40 minutes in the bathroom?
Yeah, guys.
Wow. Amy, did your husband do that?
No.
I'm talking, and maybe his military, and maybe my radio experience. Because back in the day, we had to switch out CDs. So if you went to the bathroom, you had 3 minutes. And so maybe your husband, because it's very much the same, him in the military and me doing radio. Maybe he had to get out quick. Is that the thing?
Yeah, I don't know. But 40 minutes seems a little ridiculous.
I don't take naps that are 40 minutes.
What is wrong with you? I don't know why you wouldn't. You're in there, you relax, you just want to take it all in and let it...
Take it all in?
Yeah, what are you talking
what
about?
What does that mean?
Did you get like restless leg syndrome?
No, can't you sit on the couch and take it all in?
Yeah, but I have the squatty potty there and it just... It's a family thing. My whole family is that way.
It's genetic.
Your whole family?
It's genetic.
Your
yes.
Sisters.
Your mom and your sisters go for like an hour?
I think so. I know my brother and my dad do for sure. My sister's probably on that same train.
Will you stay for an hour? Have you ever stayed for an hour?
Yeah.
What?
And sometimes you get up and your legs are asleep every once in a while, and that's a little awkward.
His time management is so off.
Yeah, 4-hour naps, hour toilets.
Where okay. do you find the time to do anything else?
He guns it through yellow light. That's how.
Right. Exactly.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Time now for your positivity. Let's do a little tell me something good here.
Tell me something good.
Fairfield firefighters quickly extinguished a kitchen fire at a home and revived 3 kittens they found there. The fire was knocked down in less than 5 minutes. They went in and they found inside the cabinets three tiny kittens, and they put the little masks on all three of them and saved the kittens.
Oh, I love kittens and little masks.
Yeah, and I always think the firefighters have that little mask, and they look at it like, one day I'm going to get to use this.
Yeah.
One day.
They like get back to the station, and they're like, guess what, guys?
We got to use the mask. Amy, you're up.
There's an elementary teacher in Minnesota, and she teaches first grade, and she's using yoga to calm students, and it's actually working, and other teachers are seeing it, and it's catching on throughout the school. And she said it's just a great way to help girls and boys like totally manage their energy, and all the kids are really getting into it. So I like that other schools are catching on to this. They do it at my daughter's school, and I think it's huge.
Lunchbox.
Andre Ingram, he plays for the Lakers minor league team in the NBA. He's been down there for 10 years, never played in a real NBA game. He's in the minor leagues. End of the season comes. He thinks he's going for the end of the year meeting. They're just going to tell him how he did for the first time ever. In 10 years, they tell him, guess what? You're coming to the NBA!
Thank you also. I know we're supposed to meet tomorrow, but we had to move the exit meeting up to today because the LA Lakers want to call you up. And sign you for the rest of the season.
I wonder why those two big guys are back here. Wow.
That should tell me something good. These are the top five songs in country music. At number five, Brett Eldridge, The Long Way.
Take me the long way around your town. Were you the queen with the silver crown?
I was listening to that song in my car. And it's different listening in your car than us in the studio. I was really listening to the words of that song. That's a pretty good song.
Yeah.
I mean, he sings the crap out of it, too. But it's like, you know what? Show me where your mom and dad met. You know, take me the long way. Like, I want to spend extra time with you. Like, for some reason, that was really resonating.
It's sweet.
I don't know why. I don't have anybody I'm trying to see the long way around their town. But maybe I want someone, you know?
Yeah, I think you do.
Maybe so. Number four, Jason Aldean, You Make It Easy. Maybe my favorite Aldean song from the first time I heard it. I like the bluesy feel of it. Number three this week, Meant to Be from Bebe Rexha and Florida Georgia Line.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be.
Probably my favorite Bebe Rexha and Florida Georgia Line song they've ever done together.
Yeah, how many did they have?
Yeah, just that one, but my favorite one. Singles you up at number two this week.
If he ever singles you up, if he's ever stupid enough, I'm gonna be the first one calling you baby,
baby.
And the number one song for 3 weeks in a row, which that rarely happens, man. Luke Bryan, Most People Are Good.
I believe most people
there
are
you
good
go.
And most mamas ought to qualify for sainthood. I believe most Friday nights look better underneath on her stadium lights.
Congrats to Luke for that big 3 week in a row. I wonder if Luke is going to be on the ACMs because he's on Idol. Like, I wonder if he's not hosting it, obviously. He'll be on American Idol. But I don't think he's even going to perform, huh?
Oh, I haven't seen his name on the list, I don't think.
He shouldn't. I'm watching American Idol Sunday night. That's where I'll be. But I wonder what, because Luke's the biggest guy in our format, and he may not be on the award show.
Interesting.
Quite peculiar timing.
Yep.
Why are you doing that with your chin? What do you know?
I guess I'm just thinking about it. I'm like, huh, yeah, that is weird. Like, what does he do?
He probably contractually has to do it. I mean, that's why I'm not on the show.
Yeah.
Because contractually, I'd agreed to work with ABC and American Idol.
Yeah, I guess.
Sometimes you got to pay the bills.
Yeah, got to pay the bills.
Got to pay the bills.
Bobby Bones.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
So did you hear about the guy this week that got arrested for robbing a bank in order to woo Taylor Swift?
No, did it work?
No, I don't think so. But he robbed a bank, took the money, and went to Taylor's house and tried to throw it over her fence, you know, as sort of like an offering. Like, here's my money. And I also read he had plans to be philanthropic with it. He wanted to donate a portion of his, you know, earnings,
stolen money.
Stolen earnings to the local police department.
So in a way, he's like Robin Hood.
Huh. Yes.
But for Taylor.
Yeah.
Huh. So if I were on a jury, I'd have a tough time putting that guy in the electric chair.
And what do they call that when you marry someone and you give them something, a dowry?
Like a goat.
Yeah, like a goat, Amy. Yeah, so okay, so I'm assuming she didn't go for this guy.
She did not. She didn't go for him, nor did she go for the guy that got arrested at her house yesterday for trying to trespass at a different property. One was on the East Coast. This one was on the West Coast. He tried to get through all the gates and security, and they had to call police, and he could spend 6 months in jail.
Did he at least rob a bank for her?
No.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you got to step up. If the guy in front of you on the East Coast robs a bank? Yeah.
Yeah. So it's kind of crazy.
Crazy everywhere, man. Yeah. What else?
And lastly, Kelsey Ballerini shared with her fans that she lost her grandmother earlier this week. She posted on Instagram that it's been a tough one to process. So she decided to write a song about her called My Mother's Mother.
My mother's mother. God, she was stubborn. Yeah, maybe that's where I got it from. Steady and stubborn.
I hate to hear she lost her grandma.
Yeah. Hopefully this song can be healing for Kelsey and maybe for other people listening.
Yeah, probably for other people too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
Come on, y'all. Bobby Bones Show.
Yeah. Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Los Angeles, California. A man was at the airport with his girlfriend checking in for their flight when the guy says, "Do you have anything dangerous in your bag?" He looks at his girlfriend and says, "Did you remember to pack the explosives?"
Oh, good question. Always got to check on that.
Yeah. Say it out loud, too.
Yeah. Make sure everybody can hear you.
No code word.
Yeah, for sure. Do lots of jokes in the airport. Like, do a whole stand-up act about explosives. Yeah.
Oh, man. They were on their way to Hawaii. Needless to say, he was cuffed and stuffed and didn't make the plane.
How long do they hold you, I wonder? And you know, another story is that TJ, I forget his name, the actor who's on the HBO show Silicon Valley.
Oh, yeah. What's his name?
TJ Miller, Mike D said.
Yes.
TJ Miller.
From Silicon Valley.
Yeah, I just said that.
Oh, I thought you just said the HBO show.
No, he's
on Deadpool, and so...
So what did he do?
He called and did a bomb threat to an Amtrak train.
What?
Yeah, and the FBI arrested him yesterday.
He was mad at a woman on the Amtrak. They were arguing, and he was on the same Amtrak, and he called... and said, "I see this lady fiddling with her bag. She has a bomb."
Okay, so also, this is making me think of that Green Bay Packer dude. I read about that football player that got arrested for making a fake bomb threat, too.
So obviously, it's the thing to do. All the hip kids are doing it.
Oh, this is the same guy.
Well, no, it's not.
It's the same guy Lunchbox was talking about, they're saying.
Oh, no, TJ, this is it's not the same guy.
Okay.
It's just not the same guy. Yeah, one's a ball player, one's an actor and a comedian.
Okay.
So if that shows you anything in pop culture, actors and comedians are doing it, so should we. Okay, there you go. Wrap it up.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
The Bobby Bone Show.
So you're reading your kids Winnie the Pooh, Amy?
Yeah, except for they can't really get through the poo part. Because, like, I guess they've never heard of Winnie the Pooh, and every time I say Winnie the Pooh, they say poo-poo.
So Amy has two kids, a 10-year-old and a 7-year-old, and she adopted them from Haiti, and so there's some lost in translation things like that, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. His name's Poo-Poo, Winnie the Pooh-Poo. And then they love how Piglets sort of stutters, and then so does Winnie the Pooh, and they write it out in the book that way, like, "Would you like some honey?" And then Piglet even says things sometimes, and Tigger, and they just think it's the best book ever. And I'm like, oh, why did it take so long to bust this one out? I love it. Except for I need them to grow up a little bit with Winnie the Pooh Pooh.
Do you say Winnie the Pooh, or do you just call him Winnie now?
It depends on what the book says. But, I mean, now it's like when we go to bed, they're like, "We want to read Pooh Pooh."
So do they think that it's Winnie the Pooh, like it's named after Pooh?
No, they're being ridiculous. I think they know. I'm like, "No, it's Winnie the Pooh. That's the bear." And they're like, "Winnie the Pooh Pooh."
Do you read them stories together?
Yes. Mm-hmm. We're not doing separate because right now we have them in the same room. Like, we built a bunk bed in my daughter's room so that way they can be in the same room. We're still not sleeping separately yet, but we're working on that. And once we do, we'll probably split up the reading.
What do you mean sleeping separately?
Well, they're sleeping in the same room, so it's easy to just read them the same thing.
How are they adjusting to the fact that they're not biologically brother and sister. Now they are, but they weren't at the orphanage.
Yeah, I mean, we have some interesting conversations sometimes. I mean, sometimes it's like really accepting, like, yeah, this is my brother. And then I'll say something to her like, oh, get that for your brother. He's not my brother.
Oh, wow.
You know? And I'm like, yes, he's your brother. But she has a brother, like a biological brother. So sometimes she gets confused in her head. Or sometimes if we're praying, I'll say something like, your brother Stevenson, and in the prayer she'll interrupt me and be like, and pray for my brother, my real brother. And I said, well, Stevenson's your real brother too. So they're just kind of, there's a lot going on in their little brains, I think.
So how about him? Does he think that and feel that she's
his real
sister?
Oh yeah, he's all about it. He's like, that's my sister. Love it. You know?
Do you think if somebody was messing with him, she would step in?
Yes, 100%. No doubt. In my mind. And she's very motherly towards him, but I think that's because she had to grow up fast. Like, I'll see her do things. Sometimes I'll leave the bathroom if he's in there doing something, and I'll walk in and she'll be taking over, like handling the situation. Like, if he needed help, like putting on something or with his lotion, I'll walk in and she'll just be doing it, which is really sweet.
Well, that's cool. It sounds like all of it's matured a bit.
Yes. I feel like we're in a totally different place than we were a month ago. And it just makes my heart smile. And I know sometimes it's a few steps forward, a few steps back, but I don't feel like we've taken a step back in a few weeks. Oh, and I can like breathe.
Famous last words.
I know. Watch something like go horribly wrong tonight. But I mean, it's crazy. I smile like walking up my steps to go home and I'm walking in the door and I know they're going to be inside. Like, I literally had that thought yesterday, which is so cheesy, but I was like, ah, this is
I got to give
life.
Me some of those.
You want some of that? I know. Well, I told you, just pick them up, drop them
no,
back off.
Steps.
Oh, you need some steps?
Yeah,
I thought you meant kids.
My front door. The Bobby Bones Show. That kid who was yodeling at Walmart, the 11-year-old, was on Ellen yesterday. And if you haven't seen the video yet, here's the video. He's 11, he's in jeans and a button-up white shirt, and he's yodeling to Hank Sr. Ellen asked him why he sings at Walmart, and he said, where else is he going to sing? There's nowhere else to sing in town. So he sings at Walmart. So Lunchbox is being a total hater on this kid.
Total.
So overrated.
You think so?
Yes. Everybody's just doing it and being nice because he's a little kid. If that was me, I would go viral just like him. I can do it just as well as him. It's just, oh, it's so neat because a kid does it in Walmart. How cool.
Okay, tomorrow at this time, Lunchbox, you go to Walmart. And you do this and take a hit of mic, and we'll see if anyone comes around you.
Okay, a crowd's going to gather applause, and people are going to try to sign me to a contract right there.
Okay, tomorrow morning, Lunchbox will be in Walmart doing that Hank Sr. song.
I hate to think it all over. I've lost my heart, it seems. I've grown so used to you somehow. Well, I'm nobody's sugar daddy now, and I'm lonesome. I got the love sick blue.
There you go.
Well, I'm in love.
You see that super hot chili pepper that dude was eating? And they said they can give you, like, thunderclap headaches. Did you guys see that story yesterday?
What?
Yeah.
No, are you going to make one of us eat it?
No.
I thought you were about to bust out the wheel.
No. But apparently the pepper is so hot that they say it will give you a thunderclap headache. It's the world's hottest chili, which is just a pepper. But the guy's in the hospital because he was in a chili eating contest.
Oh.
Got terrible headaches. It's called the Carolina Reaper.
No.
The headaches came days later after the chili pepper.
Oh.
It wasn't right then. The Carolina Reaper. I think I'm going to pass on that.
I'm out.
Lunchbox, try it for $100.
Yeah.
No. I don't know what thunderclap headaches mean, but that sounds,
sounds terrible.
Bad.
I mean,
especially if it's a few days later, I'm definitely out.
But there's Advil and stuff.
Yeah. Severe neck pain developed over the next few days with debilitating severe headaches.
Whoa.
They would last a few seconds in time. That's what they were called, thunderclaps. The pain was so bad that he went to the emergency room and was tested for a neurological condition. The results were negative. A CT scan showed that several arteries in his brain had constricted, leading doctors to diagnose him with RCVS. The Carolina Reaper delivers an average of 1.5 million in the Scoville Heats unit. As comparison, listen, Amy, the Carolina Reaper is 1.5 million. A jalapeno is about 2,500.
Oh!
What?
Yeah. Listen to this. The Carolina Reaper is at 1.5 million. A jalapeno is at 2,500.
How do they even find these things?
How does it get so hot?
Yeah.
It was named the world's hottest chili pepper by the Guinness World Records in 2013. Woo, the Carolina Reaper. I dated a girl named that once.
Oh, that's not good.
Was she hot?
Yeah.
Get it?
Okay.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Amy, what's a cankle?
Oh, your ankle and your calf. Oh, it's when your calf kind of goes straight into your ankle and there's nothing really there, so it's called a cankle.
Why is that a bad thing?
I don't know.
Because it means you don't have tone in your lower leg.
Yeah, it usually means that you're, how do you say it?
Whenever I'm retaining water, I have cankles. Like if I'm bloated or I'm traveling and my feet get puffy, I'm like, ugh, I have cankles.
Oh, well, cankles are going under the knife a lot. Cankles, here's the story, refers to the calf meeting the ankle. I'd always heard it, but I never asked because I felt dumb.
Yeah.
Because I just thought everybody knew what a cankle was. Small amounts of fat removal can change the shape of the ankle dramatically. So people are going in. And to get your cankles done, it costs $5,500.
What?
Yeah. Holy cow. Just have one of those Carolina peppers. Carolina Reaper peppers. Okay, so there's a story about selfies, and they can make your nose like 30% bigger. And so people are taking selfies, and then people go in and get plastic surgery on their nose because of how all the selfies they take. And they go, oh, I'm seeing what everybody else sees. But realistically, the camera's making your nose look proportionally bigger.
Wow, so you don't, your nose isn't bigger, as big as you think it is. So you're going in off with a false image.
What's everybody's most self-conscious body part? Like the one thing you're just like, ugh. Go ahead, Amy.
My face.
Come on.
I don't like pictures. My arms have always bothered me.
What part? What do you mean your arm? What
my
part?
Arms. Mainly because I think I've been terrified because my grandma had like arms and when she would drive, they would jiggle underneath, you know? But she didn't work out or eat right or take care of herself. she bowled a little bit, but that's about it. So hopefully I just am terrified I'm going to inherit them and I feel like I have bigger arms than most people. But anyway, what about you?
Well, I have a huge head.
Yeah.
And we measured them once because as a kid, my mom would have to cut slits into my t-shirts to even get my head through them. Probably until second grade. I had to have slits in my shirts.
Yeah.
So I have this real self-conscious head thing going on. And again, we measured just to see if I was crazy or not. And I'm not crazy. I still have the biggest head in the studio.
Yeah.
And so that...
Literally,
yeah. And then also, like my gut a little bit. Because
you keep talking about that. Your
you don't
letter,
have anything there.
Yeah.
And my pecs. Like
I know, we all could go on.
I have like a bird chest.
I have that air. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You don't have a bird chest. You work out now.
I know. No, I've worked out always, Amy.
But don't you feel like your chest and your shoulders and your arms are getting bigger?
Not my chest.
No.
No, I don't. Lunchbox, what about you?
I mean, I look pretty good all around, but people usually react. If I post pictures of my toes, they tell me how disgusting my toes are. So I guess I'd say my toes, but I have no problem with them because I think I'm a 10 all the way around.
So you're not self-conscious of your toes?
Not at all. I don't care. I'll let you look at them, touch them, whatever you want to do with them.
Yeah, he's gross. Lunchbox had gout,
yeah,
right?
He had gout.
Didn't you have gout?
Yeah.
No, that's what you guys said I had. I never had gout.
No, you had tuberculosis. Right after tuberculosis.
I had tuberculosis, yes.
It was TB, then the G, and then the...
He had tuberculosis. What else did he have?
No, I mean, what else did I have? I had tuberculosis.
Didn't you have hepatitis?
No, whoa, no. What? I don't even know what that is, but no.
Well, we all sort of have probably some sort of hepatitis.
What?
What are you trying to say here? No, we don't.
I don't know if it's A, B, C.
By we, you got a mouse in your pocket. Because I ain't got nothing.
Isn't it if you've ever, Bobby, you get canker sores.
That's herpes. That's herpes.
No.
That's wrong.
Okay. As you can see, we're a bunch of idiots.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Khloe Kardashian is set to produce a new true crime TV show about sisters who kill. It's going to be called Twisted Sisters, and she says she's a true crime addict, so it's very fitting for her, and it's going to tell stories about sisters that kill.
I'm surprised there are that many sisters that kill people, that they can make a TV show about that.
Yeah, it's going to air on Investigation Discovery next year.
I was reading a story about the Melendez brothers. You remember those kids?
Yeah, Menendez.
Menendez, yeah.
Whatever their names are. I don't
Lyle,
know.
Lyle and Eric.
Okay.
And so it was from whenever we were way young. So I don't remember really the story, but I was reading about it because it was the OJ trial before the OJ trial. Like, it was that big until OJ eclipsed it. But in this story, apparently they got off clean, and then one of them confessed in therapy, and that's how they ended up being caught.
So... But the therapist doesn't have client, patient...
Oh, no. Not with crime.
Oh. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know the rule. I think if you're hurting yourself or hurt others, I think crime is probably okay. But, I mean, not okay. But I, like, if you go and you say, I stole from a... I don't know. But that's how they ended up getting caught. And then the, I think the... just going from memory, I could be wrong. But I think the therapist ended up losing their license because they recorded them illegally.
Oh,
it's a whole thing.
Oh,
like, how did I not? It was like that wild, wild country show. Like, how did I not know about this?
I know. We need to check this out.
They had a mini documentary, like where they had the episodes, like the OJ one. It's really good.
What's the show? Is it Kardashian produced?
No,
I only watch my true crime Kardashian produced.
No, Kardashians did not produce it.
The Melinda brothers?
Menendez.
Did you know they got reunited in prison now after like 20, 30 years?
That's why I read the story, because it's the first time they had seen each other since they got sentenced, and one of them got put in his brother's jail, and they let him be in the same room for the first time in 20 years or something.
Oh, wow.
Nutty, huh?
Yeah, I want to watch that, like, now.
Right. What else?
Okay, so, well, I have this whole story about how Thomas Rhett hired Justin Timberlake's choreographer and designer for his tour.
I like that.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
Well, that's pretty much it. He just said that Justin is like, you know, kind of the man when it comes to that sort of stuff. So he spared no expense and went straight after Justin's people to make his tour amazing.
Wait, is Thomas Rhett dancing a lot? Like choreographed dancing on his tour?
It says here that, you know, he's using Justin's designer and choreographer. So,
I mean,
must be.
I'm into that if he wants to.
I know. I thought kind of Thomas was up there feeling the music, doing his thing, but evidently it might be all mapped out.
Huh. It could also just be designed, too. Like the sets, the clothes. That's
says
a thing.
Choreographer.
Oh. But he didn't have to be choreographed. That guy could be doing multiple things.
Okay. Well, I guess you'll have to
refuse to believe that Thomas Rhett's doing choreographed dances. That's what this all comes to. I refuse to believe it.
And he's got backup dancers? Yes. I'm Amy. That's your skinny.
Have you tried online dating but gotten nothing but lazy texts, dead-end conversations, or just random matches that never turn into dates? Well, real people are finding real matches with the number one most trusted dating app, eHarmony. eHarmony takes steps that other dating sites don't in order to find you a more compatible match. And they're built to help you find lasting, meaningful relationships, not a shallow hookup. eHarmony has already helped over a million people find their perfect match. Now, it's your turn. Right now, get a free month with eHarmony when you sign up for a 3-month subscription. Just enter the code MUSIC at checkout. Stop waiting and start your journey to a satisfying, meaningful relationship. It can be fun to play around with online dating apps, but when you're ready to fall in love with someone and have a meaningful relationship, there's one app that's built to bring you real love. eHarmony. Come see how eHarmony can change your life. Go to eHarmony.com and get started. And enter code MUSIC at checkout for one free month.
The Morning Corny.
What snake never skips dessert?
What snake never skips dessert?
A python.
A python. There you go.
That was the Morning Corny.
Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Okay, so I'll give you the nickname of an artist or a group. You have to name the artist. So, I'll start with you, Amy.
Okay.
The King of Pop.
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson, she says. Show me Michael Jackson? Correct.
Good one.
Lunchbox, are you ready?
Yeah, that one's an easy one. Give me an easy one.
The Gambler.
Oh, that's Kenny Rogers, boys.
You got.
There you go.
Come on now.
Good job.
Nice. Woo! When to fold
up. I didn't think he's going to get it. I'll be honest with you.
You guys doubted me. I saw the look in your eyes like, oh, he's not going to get this, but Lunch is a smarty dude.
Don't talk about yourself in third person, you dweeb.
Lunch won't do that anymore.
When the dealing's done. Okay. Eddie.
Come on.
Big Dog Daddy.
Oh, that's easy. Toby Keith.
Big Dog Daddy.
There it is.
Yeah.
I fill you up. Let's have a party.
Big Dog Daddy.
Eddie and I, our band, The Raging Idiots, have opened for Toby Keith before. We're doing it again later this year.
Yeah.
I lift you up.
Okay. You're all in the game here. Amy.
Yeah.
The Fab Four. Name the artist. The Fab Four.
The Fab
Softball.
Four.
Softest of balls.
Wow, soft ball.
Yeah. Amy, the softest of balls.
The Fab Four?
Yeah, go ahead. Three, two.
Little Big Town!
What?
No.
That's funny, Bones. You gotta admit.
You think that the Fab Four is Little Big Town?
Amy, that's hilarious.
Now, I'm not taking anything away from Little Big Town.
What? They're my Fab Four?
Okay. But the Fab Four are the Beatles.
Hey, Jude, don't make it bad.
Oh, okay, my bad, my bad.
Take a sad song.
Okay.
Make it better.
Lunchbox.
Yeah.
The British Queen of Soul. The British Queen of Soul. I give you the nickname of an artist or a group.
Queen
you name
of
the artist.
Soul.
The British Queen of Soul. Go ahead.
Oh, that's easy, guys. Lunchbox believes that is Adele.
Hello from the
what?
Oh, wow.
Got it.
Uh-oh.
High five, Lunchbox.
Nailed it. Nailed it.
Yep. Lunchbox did.
Eddie.
I'm sweating it now. Go ahead.
Ziggy Stardust.
I have this. David Bowie.
There you
yeah!
go.
Yes! I don't even know what that means. Lunchbox
what?
Is confused.
Okay, we get it with your third person thing. We should have never acknowledged it because now he's like a kid.
Yes, he is. Like a 10-year-old.
Okay.
Wait, am I out?
No. You're just down one.
Okay.
Although you should be out after you thought Little Big Town was the Fab Four.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm ready.
Ready.
Mr. Worldwide.
Mr. 305. Mr. Worldwide. Pitbull.
Yeah!
Yeah.
Just at the party. Yeah. Okay. She doesn't get the Beatles, but she gets Pitbull.
Of course she does.
That's how it works.
Lunchbox. You and Eddie are tied right now.
Yeah. If I get this, I'm the winner. Oh.
No.
Oh.
America's greatest rock and roll band.
America's greatest rock and roll band.
America's greatest rock and roll band.
Well, can I talk it out loud?
Go ahead.
Because I would say the Rolling Stones, but those dudes aren't from here.
Right.
U2 is not from here.
Right.
The Beatles aren't from here.
Fab Four, otherwise known as Little Big Town.
Yeah. So the greatest American rock and roll band of all time.
Their nickname's America's greatest rock and roll band. Go ahead.
That has to be Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Lynyrd Skynyrd, he says.
solid answer.
Is that close?
Yeah.
No, it's not. Do you guys know what it is, Eddie?
No, I have no clue.
Take a guess. Eddie?
I'll go with Foo Fighters.
No. Amy?
The Police.
Aerosmith.
Wow.
Yeah, Aerosmith.
That was my second guess.
Eddie for the win.
Come on.
Oh, don't give him a softballs.
Quiet.
I'm just going to the one that's on the bottom of the page.
Okay.
Amy, do you want to read it to him, Amy?
Yeah.
The bottom of the page, the last one. Go ahead.
Oh, the king.
Read it to him.
The king of country.
Stop! Come on!
Wait. King of country. He said king of country.
Yeah, I know. This is so dumb.
Well, it's on the bottom of the page. I'm just going in order.
I'm not getting
Eddie,
mad.
Go ahead.
Man, Bones, is it George Strait?
I'm very
yeah! No, that was a softball for sure.
Hey, Play that Eddie winning music, because that's our big winner right now. Eddie! There you go, buddy. There it is. Yeah. Hey. Okay, thank you. Bobby Bones Show. So Morgan number two watches all the social medias, the Facebooks, the Instagrams, and about once a month she'll come and say these are the most asked questions by the listeners of the Bobby Bones Show. Morgan number two is our 24-year-old head of digital. Morgan number two, do you have the list ready?
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
All right, question number one, most asked questions by the listeners of the Bobby Bones Show. Go ahead, number one.
Is Bobby secretly dating somebody? Nobody believes you're single.
Amy, do you want to take this one?
Sure. No, he's not secretly dating anybody, and you can believe it, he's single.
Why you laugh so hard? Take that to the bank, but why you laugh so hard?
Just as a, what are they? I don't know. Why would you hide that from them?
I don't know. But no, I'm not. I haven't even been on a single date in 6 months.
Yeah. He's busy.
Or, no, I mean, you can always find time. If someone ever says, ooh, I don't know if I have time for you, it means they don't know if they have time for you.
Dang.
That's what that means.
Because you can always make time.
Yeah. You can prioritize your time.
Yeah. So, but let's be honest, you have been busy too.
I've been busy, but I'm never too busy for love.
Well, then what's up?
I don't know. That's what's
okay,
up.
Okay, yeah. Bobby's single. Deaf.
All right. Question number two. Morgan number two.
When do you sleep? Nobody believes that you sleep because you're always out doing things and basically never sleeping.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Amy, do you want to fill this one?
Well, if you follow him on Insta stories, a lot of times at night you'll see him in bed with his shirt off watching Golden Girls.
Yeah.
So I figure that at some point between, you know, mindless TV watching because his brain is always going, that helps calm you a little bit.
That's why I watch Golden Girls or King of Queens.
And then I picture you sleeping at some point, but then your alarm goes off and it's time to start all over.
I would say I sleep sometime between 10:30 and 11 p.m. and 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Generally. Those are my sleeping hours. Next, question number three.
All right, this one's for Amy. How is her son doing with potty training? And people want to know how you're adjusting being a mom.
Potty training there. Take that one on.
Potty training's getting better. We now wear pull-ups because it's just easier. But he doesn't. It's gotten so much better, and he's getting better about getting up and using the restroom, so I think it's all working.
He's seven. When do you guys move on from the pull-ups?
I don't know. He likes them. I buy the fun ones with, like, cars and
I mean,
Superman.
I would like that.
I know, Spider-Man. I know. I'm like, could I wear some so I don't have to get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? But I don't know when he's going to discover that it's not cool. But he's so small. He doesn't even look seven, so he wears, like, a 3T, which is like for toddler, like it's tiny. So as long as he can still fit in them, we're buying them.
All right, number four.
All right, is Amy really that nice in person?
No.
I'll fill this one.
Bobby, do you want to fill this one?
Yeah, she's even nicer.
No, shut up.
You are. She's even she's kinder. Yes,
I think that word.
What?
Shut up. Because
you don't say that in your house anymore?
No, because I just got mad at my daughter for saying it to my son because he said something and she said, shut up. And I said, we don't say that word.
In the past, had you ever declared that you didn't say that?
No, because I mean, I probably say it. That's where she probably got it from. And I'm like, dang it.
We don't say that word.
No, we don't say that word either. Okay. Kids, if you're listening.
Yes, Amy is wonderfully nice and kind.
No.
So I'll leave it there. Last question, Morgan, number two.
All right. Has Lunchbox met Amy's kids?
I don't think so, right?
Well, they were at your birthday party, and he was there, too.
Yeah,
and
they're in the vicinity of me.
We were all in the same living room.
Didn't come up to me and say salutation, so I didn't say it back.
No, I said, Amy didn't introduce me. It's weird for a random, hairy stranger to go up to these kids that barely speak English and be like, hey, guys, what's up? And be like,
that's what everybody else does.
They understand introductions and meeting people. I know you. They understand English. Like they're
He has some weird issue with this. Yeah, I don't know what it is. I can't get to the bottom of it. But there's some issue. I don't know if it's jealousy.
No.
What?
My question is, how come none of it is on Amy?
He wants to be your kid.
Like, why are you putting it all on me when Amy's the parent?
Now, I'm not all on you, but I think everybody else has made the time to go over to Amy's house and called her and said, "Hey, can I come see the kids?" And you guys have been together for like 13 years. or something like that. You too.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, so hold on. In Lunchbox's mind, am I supposed to call him and say, hey, do you want to come over and meet my kids?
I don't know, Aim. You have to ask him.
Yeah, that's how I think it works.
He's right here.
You invite people over to your house. People don't.
So, like, when you have your baby, you're going to call me and be like, Amy, do you want to come over?
No chance.
Yeah, like, that's true. That's a good point,
it's
Amy.
It's totally different with newborns because.
Okay. Okay, I'm done.
I think I'm right on this one.
You're not. The Bobby Bones Show. The top cheating careers. Number 5 is aviation, which includes pilots, which.
Oof. Which I was waiting for, because every time any study like this comes out, it's always a pilot.
Amy's husband is a pilot.
Mm-hmm. Technically, he's an aviation consultant these days.
Well, technically, the category is anything in aviation at number 5.
Listen. So,
this is a funny conversation between you two.
When I'm pretty sure my husband's in, you know, Uzbekistan or wherever he goes, he's in a stan.
Yeah, do you ever worry that he has, like, a double life or he has, like, girlfriends in other places?
Because, like, he says he's going to the Middle East, but he's really in Milwaukee.
Because how would you know, though, really?
Yeah, there's Lifetime movies about that.
But do you ever worry about that?
No.
Or think that's happening?
No. When I'm on the phone with him, I hear sirens and take cover and stuff like that, so.
But you can fake that real quick. Watch this. Hey, well, hold on. Here, I get my buddy Eddie to help me here.
I'll help you out.
Hey, Amy, it's me, your husband, Bobby. What's happening back
take
there?
Take cover.
See? See what I'm saying, Aim?
Eddie, the guns
it's pretty
were
easy, right?
The guns were a little bit too much.
Yeah, Eddie, you shouldn't go.
Oh, okay.
No, but I don't know that that means like military people, but pilots in general, just because they fly around from town to town.
Number 4 is anything in the arts. These are categories that cheat. Musicians, models, actors, photographers, even comedians, touring acts. That's 4. I'm not cheating. You know, I don't even meet people on the road. I didn't even make a cheat with
yeah, you have
or
to
on.
Have someone to cheat on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
Okay.
I was told last week how lame I am. I go on the road and I meet nobody.
But you
ever.
Meet all those people.
No,
every...
I'm talking about like you know, Whitesnake. They'd point at people in the audience.
Motley Crue and stuff.
Yeah, and they'd be back with them after the show.
Oh, like David Copperfield.
No, that's different.
Sort
that's
of.
Different.
Yeah.
Sort
well,
of.
One of our friends got called back by him, right?
Yeah, he was just, listen, from what I've heard, he's just kind of a playboy.
Too much,
yeah.
Okay.
Financial people at 3, sports at 2, athletes, instructors, agents. They're traveling a lot. They have a lot of money, especially athletes, and they're just testosterone pumped.
Oh, like
dudes.
Their normal testosterone plus what they put inside their body?
Even just having normal testosterone, that's a lot.
Oh.
And then number 1 is nightlife, people that wait tables, DJs, dancers. I was a waiter for a long time, and I can tell you, I did not live that lifestyle.
You were also a nighttime DJ.
Yeah, but on the radio. There was nobody in the room with
oh,
me.
Oh, I thought that you DJed, like, bar mitzvahs.
Oh, I did sound in light shows. No bar mitzvahs. I was from Arkansas. We didn't have many bar mitzvahs around there, but I did sound in light shows. But those are your top cheating careers. In this, we have Amy's husband covered.
You.
Me covered. Sports, so Eddie, who is a 3-star athlete.
I'm covered
well, Lunchbox
in this.
Still plays rec soccer.
And Lunchbox, there you go.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.
And now time for a segment called I Do Not Recommend. Amy, we're going to start with you. I do not recommend what?
Holding your pee.
Oh, tell me more.
Well, I have sort of been doing that, and I think I had gave myself a teeny tiny miniature UTI.
From holding your pee?
Yeah. Or like some sort of bladder infection situation from holding pee because
wow.
I don't want to get up at night and I drink too much water before bed and I try to hold it.
I do not recommend Lunchbox.
I do not recommend becoming friends with Bobby Bones.
I agree with that. Amen.
And it's because then people that you are friends with that aren't friends with Bobby Bones want everything. Hey, you think you can get me tickets to his comedy show? Hey, do you think you can get me an advanced copy of his book? Hey, if I send his book, can you get it signed by him? Okay, guys, just because I know Bobby Bones doesn't mean I can just hook you up with everything. So I do not recommend being friends with Bobby Bones.
Can I say, though, that you never actually come through for your friends? You've never asked me for any of that,
ever. Exactly, because once you give them an inch, they want a mile.
Oh, I mean, for close friends, I definitely wouldn't have a problem with that.
Yeah, it's annoying, though. I get hit up all the time, so I just kind of ignore them. No, I can't really do that. Bobby doesn't have any tickets to give away. I'm sorry.
That's not true. Like, Amy's come to me before and said, my family's coming to your comedy show in Tuscaloosa. Can you get them backstage? And I was like, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Do you know what you're doing to me right now?
What?
You're making me look mad to my friends that I tell I can't get hooked up.
Wait, right, wait, you just brought it up.
Yeah, but I said, you don't want to be friends with Bobby Bones.
By the way, I'll be in Albuquerque on Friday night. BobbyBonesComedy.com. Let's go over to Raymundo, who used to be Ray, who then was Raymond, and now is Raymundo because he found out on 23andMe that he has some Hispanic blood in him. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay, Raymundo, what do you not recommend?
I do not recommend bar soap. I ended up getting some in my stocking for Christmas, started using it. I've been doing it for about 2 weeks now. My skin is so dry, and just the other day I noticed I had a back rash. So I do not recommend bar soap. Stick with liquid.
Wow.
Hold on. How do you get bar soap on your back? I don't ever wash my back. You just
It's because your elbows don't.
You just use shampoo. Shampoo washes out of your hair and it touches your back. You don't put bar soap on your back. That's okay. Your problem.
To take cleaning lessons from Lunchbox. thank you, Raymundo. Mm-hmm. Morgan, number two, our 24-year-old head of computers and digital. What do you not recommend?
Drinks with sucralose. Apparently, that causes migraines. And I've been getting migraines like crazy lately from drinking things with that. And I stopped and now they're gone. Mm. That's the thing.
Sucralose. I believe that.
What's up with aluminum in deodorants?
Oh, that's what they think could be linked to Alzheimer's.
Really?
Yeah, that's why I make my own deodorant.
Huh.
Do you want to borrow some of mine?
I do not. Okay. I do not. Eddie, what do you not recommend?
Ring Pop Tongue Painters. This is a new ring pop that basically you put in your mouth and it colors your whole mouth different colors like blue, red. The kids love it, but as a parent, it's terrible because you get paint literally not on only on the kid's mouth, but everywhere, all over the house, all over their face. It's terrible. Don't do it. I do not recommend ring pop tongue painters.
Huh. Okay, I'll wrap it up here. I do not recommend a couple of things. One, Facebook. I'm just gonna. I wouldn't put anybody on Facebook now, not because social media, but because we're seeing now how just gross Facebook is, and how they share all your information with everybody, how they know where you are, and also cheap shoestrings. Stay away from cheap shoestrings.
Okay.
Because, go ahead, Aime. Ask your question.
Well, I don't know where. I don't know when last time I just bought shoestrings was.
Well, I like to work out, and my shoestrings break. I bought cheap shoestrings. So I also feel some way about running shoes.
Yeah.
Like if it's close, pay the extra $10.
Okay.
Because good running shoes will last you a lot longer. Did you watch Mark Zuckerberg yesterday testify?
I did a little bit, and I was uncomfortable for him.
I mean, he's uncomfortable to watch.
I know. It just was so awkward. I was like, what is happening? I was thinking bad thoughts. Like, what?
Well, the thing about Facebook, I bring that up because they said, hey, do you think that people read your terms of service? And it's like, they probably don't read it all.
They were like, are you aware of any subpoena? And then he sort of answered yes. And he was like, I'd like to go back and say that I'm actually not aware of that. I was like, wait, you're a pretty smart guy. Are you aware or are you not aware?
He even said that Facebook was too big to regulate. He was saying, you know, we can't control it. It's too big. Too many people are on it. What do you want us to do, basically?
Yeah, I was kind of wondering if he's like sleeping lately.
He may not sleep anyway. If he does, it's one of those chambers, those hyperbaric chambers, upside down. You know,
true,
as he has
probably
his blood spun, that type thing. Anyway, that's it. I do not recommend here on the Bobby Bones Show. I feel like going to get a ring pop tongue painter, though.
Careful. You'll get it everywhere else.
Which kid of yours likes that? How old?
Both. 10 and 3. They all like it. They all like the tongue painters. It's terrible. Don't do it.
Yeah. Don't show that to my kids.
Yeah. Bobby Bones Show.
Lunchbox and his wife went to the baby store yesterday. By the way, if you're new to the show, Lunchbox is going to have a baby in August. And so now let's get a baby box update with Lunchbox. Here we go.
Baby box update.
All right, what happened, Lunchbox?
The wife and I went to the baby store because you have to make one of these registries where you sign up for a bunch of stuff. People find your registry and they provide all the gifts for the baby and you're ready for a baby. So we walked in there and I have never been more overwhelmed in my life than everything in the store. It's like little pliers, little things. Suck this out of the nose. And after 20 minutes... my wife looked at me and she said, are you sure we can do this? And I responded, I am not sure. And we left and went to dinner. 20 minutes in the baby store, we were overwhelmed and freaked out.
I bet they get you in that baby store. Like, they make you think you need things you don't even need.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Diaper Genie's one of them. Like, don't bother with a Diaper Genie.
What's a Diaper Genie?
See, don't even know.
Eddie has two sons.
Yeah.
Eddie, what's a diaper genie?
So it's a container that you can throw your diapers in it, but really just you eventually use the trash can. Yeah. You don't need the diaper genie.
It's a way for your trash to not smell like dirty diapers. Only diapers go in there, and it's like scented and like contained to where the smell doesn't release.
Yeah, like, we used it like twice, and that's it. It was in the garage after that.
And when you say we, the four diapers you changed?
Five.
Okay.
So... Eddie, did you do a registry when you had kids?
Yeah, we did. We got a lot of stuff. But I'm telling you, man, out of, say, 100 things that we got, we used probably 20 of them.
What advice would you give Lunchbox, being a dad with a new baby and all this stuff, like regarding baby stuff?
Yeah, just contact your brother or whoever else, your sister who has other kids. Like, get a lot of hand-me-down stuff. A lot of this stuff that comes new, you're going to use it maybe once or twice and then get rid of it.
There you go. There's a baby box update. Hit it!
Baby box update.
Thank you very much. So today is April 11th, April, May, June, July. Lunchbox, what day is she due?
August 29th.
So 4 months and a couple weeks, huh?
Yeah, I think we are exactly halfway.
Wow. Okay,
exactly.
Thank you very much. Let's go check in with our 24-year-old right now, Morgan number two, with what do 24-year-olds care about? Here we go.
So Anne Hathaway is shutting down any future body shamers. She's gaining weight for a new movie role, and she posted on her Instagram that if people start shaming her, it's about them and it's not about her.
Huh. Amy, if I said to you, I need you to put on 50 pounds because people on the show would like you more. Your character needs to be 50 pounds heavier.
Yeah, how much do I get paid?
A lot, because Anne Hathaway's getting a lot.
Yeah.
Would you like that to be a sign to put on weight?
I feel like for a little bit, I would really love it because I would be like, oh my goodness, I need a carb load and I love carbs and I would eat. But then I like to feel good and feel healthy and that stuff makes me feel bad eventually. So no, I think I'd probably pass.
Hey, Morgan number two, do we know what role this is for?
No, she hasn't posted anything about that yet. It looks like it's still in the beginning stage.
I'm watching her Instagram right now where she's working out and she's doing heavy lifting too.
Yeah. So she's probably gaining in a healthy way.
No, both.
Okay.
It looks like she's just wants to get thicker in all ways.
Like I
muscles,
would just eat donuts.
Spaghetti. Yeah. All that. There you go. That is what the 24-year-olds care about. Hit that theme song, Raymond. Hey, what do 24-year-olds care about? Yeah. Check out BobbyBones.com. There's a whole tab that what do 24-year-olds care about, and you can see all the things that Morgan number two talks about.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
America's favorite fast food chain is ... Amy, go.
McDonald's.
Lunchbox?
Chick-fil-A.
Eddie?
Sonic.
It's Subway.
Whoa.
Oh, I don't consider that fast food.
You don't?
If it doesn't have a drive-thru, it's not fast food to me.
Some Subways do.
Yeah.
Oh, got him. Never been to one. Got me.
Subway took the top spot with 83%.
What's second?
Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen.
Oh, that's a good one.
I love Popeye's.
Yeah, me too.
I would drive from my old station, KLAZ, in Hot Springs, and I would drive back to college in Arkadelphia, and I would stop at Popeye's all the time. It was an hour and 15-minute drive every day to and from work. I'd stop at Popeye's and get the chicken tenders with the Mardi Gras mustard. Oh, I do declare. So, yeah. It was good, man. Whew. Panera Bread's at 3. Little Caesars at 4 and Baskin Robbins at 5.
Hmm. Wow.
Pizza Hut comes in at 6. I was sent some Pizza Hut shoes where you order a pizza by pushing the tongue.
Have you ordered
and I
yet?
I left town as soon as I got them, so they're at the house. But when I get back into town, because I'm in Denver tonight doing the Bull concert, and then LA tomorrow night doing Aldean, then Albuquerque, then Vegas. But when I get home, I'm going to order some pizza with those shoes.
Yeah.
Because apparently they know your GPS coordinate, and you push the tongue, and they deliver a pizza to you.
So
and I'll
cool.
do it all live on FaceTime whenever I do it. Chick-fil-A ends up at number 10 on the list. Favorite fast food places.
So good.
Also, there's this picture of, I guess it was an Insta story of Amy and her kids, and they didn't have bike helmets on.
Yeah, I mean, my kids have helmets, and they normally will wear helmets, but my husband and I took them to this parking lot so they could ride on flat. Like, so there's no cars in the way, there's no hills or anything.
Is that when they were racing each other?
Well, it turned into a little sweet, innocent race.
I've watched it. This is why I remember now. You put them right beside each other and you're like, ready? It looked like a drag race.
Yeah.
You're just racing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
without helmets.
They don't go very fast. But okay, so it was cold and they grabbed their beanies when they walked out the door, but they didn't grab their helmets and we drove all the way there. And so I was like, ugh, okay, it's fine. We're in a parking lot. We're right here. They're not going, you know, there's no cars around. I was fine with it.
So were listeners mommy shaming you?
Yeah, I felt like there was some help, which rightfully so. I get wearing a helmet and my kids normally do, but there was definitely some helmet police. And it's like they always feel the need to comment like I don't know how to watch out and take care of my kids in this situation and what's happening. It's always just like, hey, cute pics, but excuse me, helmets, question mark.
Do they think you're going to see it and go, oh, thank you for that?
I don't know. I just don't ever question anybody's parenting on Instagram. Like, I would never even go to, like, my friend's page, which I see our listeners as kind of like friends. But if my friend posted a pic of her and her kids riding their bikes, I would never be like, hey, helmets?
There's this story that comes out from this nutritionist about scraping your tongue every morning.
Oh, yeah. What do they say?
They say it removes toxins and bacteria.
Oh, good, good.
Because a lot of the bacteria forms in your mouth when you sleep.
What?
And so by scraping your tongue, you're scraping a lot of the bacteria off. And then she goes way over the top. She pairs a hot cup of water with a squeeze of lemon that gets the gastric. It's totally an Amy thing.
Yeah, I do that.
But would you scrape your tongue every morning?
Yeah, I already do. That's why I wanted to know what this person said.
Oh, because you do scrape your tongue?
Yeah. I wouldn't say every single morning, but I have a tongue scraper. And especially when I'm really trying to detox, I'll be sure to do it in the morning before my hot lemon water.
I'll tell you what works for me, and they're also a client on the show, a sponsor, is that Smart Mouth, that mouthwash.
Yeah.
Right?
I even have bought, because of your...
I bought it too.
I bought it at Target.
I bought it with my own money.
Me too.
I know. And I could call and say, hey, would you send me some more? I know you're... But I bought it with my own money because it's so good.
Mm-hmm, I agree.
And so what it does, and I do commercials for it, so I know, but... Sulfur in your mouth is what causes bad breath. And what this does, it doesn't stop from creating sulfur. It kind of caps the sulfur so it doesn't come out anymore. And so, yeah, the stuff's called Smart Mouth. This is not a commercial, but it's fantastic. Who else uses it?
I use it.
I got some at the house.
Do you ever use it on lunchbox?
No, I do use it, yeah. It's where it's two in one bottle. You pour it in the little cap. I think you're supposed to pour it in the cap because I use the same cap over and over. I don't know if my wife uses it. That's kind of weird.
I pour it right in my mouth. I don't pour it in a cap.
Oh. No, you're supposed to put it in the cap, though.
Yeah. No. I pour it right in my mouth.
What? Yeah. I put it in the cap.
What do I care? But I'm not sharing with anybody.
There's travel packs around the office. They're almost like gold. Like, well, we're trading with people.
I recommend that to you. They are a sponsor, but it's fantastic. It's called Smart Mouth. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So, you know that movie, A Quiet Place?
That's the John Krasinski directed movie, the horror movie?
The scary movie, doing really good in the theaters. Well, now stuff is popping up online of people like talking about how some moments in the movie are so quiet because it's a quiet place that if anybody next to them would crunch down on popcorn, it got really awkward. And
that's
so people
funny.
Started to like put their popcorn away or like look over at people if they're eating. And I started to think of one time when I went to see a movie and my mom and I had bought snacks. And then we got in the movie and we're like, you know, snacks aren't really working with this one. So we just put them away.
Why weren't snacks working?
Well, we went to see the movie about 9/11.
Oh.
And it just felt awkward. Yeah. Like during some scenes to like be snacking on my popcorn. So we were like, let's just save this for after. So
I can see that. Yeah. Wow. Well, okay, good to know. I'll ease up on my Teddy Grahams whenever I go watch A Quiet Place. All right, what else, Am?
Okay, so there's this guy who used to work for Nike. He's an ex-Nike shoe designer. And he decided to branch out and come up with his own brand of shoes for kids to really, you know, bring out their inner superhero. And every time they order a pair of his shoes, it comes with a superhero cape.
Oh, that's cool. That's cute.
And the shoes, like, Bobby, you would think that they're super cool. In fact, I know if he ends up making them in your size, you're going to want to get one. You're going to want to get
them. But he wants the cape.
Yeah. Superhero. They're called, like, Superheroic. It's like a company, and in case people want to look it up, they can get it for their kids. So did you see the toddler that had a plastic sword that messed up with his mom's gender reveal plan?
I don't understand.
Okay, so she's pregnant, she's having a baby, and they're going to do the gender reveal, and they put the balloons up, and you go up and you pop the balloons, and then, you know, whatever confetti or whatever comes out, blue or pink, is your baby. Well, they were videoing everything, and it got posted to Facebook because it went viral because everyone's out there, and the son went towards the balloon with a big knife. and like popped the balloons before anybody was ready for the gender reveal.
That's funny. What was it, a boy or girl?
I think it was a girl.
Was it a girl?
Yeah, I think it was pink. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Okay, either way, yeah. So, and then lastly, if you're doing a demolition, I know it's really hard to make sure that's going to implode the right way, but I guess the demolition went wrong and it went over into a library.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So luckily they clear the area anywhere in the vicinity. So like nobody was hurt, but that's just gotta be, it's like,
wow,
somebody screwed up on that one.
Yeah. It's almost like sometimes when they go to demo a house and they take down the wrong one.
It always makes me nervous to watch those demolitions if they're in the middle of two buildings, because how do they keep it so contained?
I know.
There's a real science to that. And that makes...
Yeah.
Lunchbox, didn't you go watch a demolition?
There was one here in downtown, and my wife and I went down there, and it just goes boom, 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 and it caved inward perfectly. Yeah, it was so awesome.
Yeah, that's crazy,
I think
crazy,
it would
man.
Be cool to see.
All right, there you go.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
Show. Tomorrow, Lunchbox will try to go viral. You know, he'll go to Walmart and sing this Hank Sr. song like the yodeling kid did, because he thinks anybody can do it. Right, Lunch?
Yes, kid's overrated. You're just being nice because he's a cute little kid.
He's 11, and he goes and he sings this song.
I hate to think it all over.
So.
Last song day, she said goodbye. Well, Lord, I thought I would cry.
Tomorrow morning, Lunchbox is going to do this, and he thinks he'll go viral, too. So be sure to listen then. Other than that, I'm going to head to Denver. I'm doing a concert tonight with Cole Swindell and High Valley. That's what I'm doing. What are you doing today, Amy? Anything?
I'm getting lashes.
What's the fascination with lashes?
I don't know, but it is quite the thing right now. Like,
I've never seen someone walk by and went, man, check the lashes on her.
Right.
Yeah. Well, probably because she has... Well, she may wear mascara. You would probably notice if a girl didn't have her eye makeup on, maybe.
I don't think so.
If you don't, then I need to stop spending money.
Yeah, we don't
right
really
now.
Notice that stuff, Amy.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I do have that.
Lunchbox, what are you doing today?
Co-ed soccer, man. I'm taking to the pitch. We got to go start season 2-0. We won last week, trying to win it again.
All right. Hey, give him heck, babe. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to try to put the ball in the net.
Oh, that's all I'm going to do. I'm hosting an event tonight if anybody wants to come.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
You don't know? I want to do some research.
How are you going to see your hosting an event and not know what it is?
Well, I just started
or
to think.
Or even bring it up and not know what it is.
Yeah. I would like the support, but then I just started to think about what it really is, and I don't think anybody could come because it's an awards thing. But I think I'm going by myself, which is weird.
Okay, cool story. You found $10. Okay.
Yep, hit the button. Okay.
It's 40 for 40 when you're 40 under 40 and you win an award. I don't know.
Okay, we'll see you tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks for hanging out with us. We'll see you on tomorrow's show. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Bobby Bones. Bobby Bones. Show.